Back with Nito and Friends with part two of D&D. Either way, you guys already, it's probably like part 8, 9 for you guys, but it don't matter. It's part two for us. But
Nate's here.
Nate's here now. The whole gang is still here, but Nate's in here now. So, left us, the DM is going to take over now.
Okay, so, Nate, well, you were not here, and two of your homeboys decided they were going to essentially sit back and heal up for the week because they took damage in that. You took damage during that fight and during that dungeon fight too, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you also want to just like heal up up to full health while these dudes with your companions while the Nuke and your new friend kind of get to know each other, or just kind of? Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Heal up.
All right, so both you're with these dudes healing up, and during the time that you're healing up, the Moonfeather, the innkeeper, was really chill with you, but like a day or two later, he suddenly seems way more hospitable. Like he seems like super like into like giving you guys like the luxury treatment. He's like walking in, serving you bed and breakfast. He's like super being like. Like, oh, yeah, like, compliments, like, you're, like, I was told to, take care, make sure that you had the best service, essentially.
Thank you kindly.
And, at a certain,
yippee!
And on one of the days, how much damage did you take on your, during that last battle, in your last battle?
I think it was, like, I have like 2 damage. I think okay, I only have like 6 health.
So you're with Nasdarby in terms of like resting most of the week up. I mean, I know Sivich only took about 1 hit, he healed up a little faster than you because
I took 6 days to recover.
But while you were healing up, you do hear the voices of your companions, your other companions, Nuke, and some other voices. Talking like go in and like visit you. So, Nuke, if you want to go into Ragnar's room and talk to him, maybe ask him if he knows about this potion predicament. Because last we left off, they're trying to figure out. Sivich is going out to like see if he can buy some more weaponry.
Yeah, and they went to the alchemist.
No,
yeah,
they were going to go to the alchemist, but you didn't want to stop.
I'm
going
to stop and see if he wants to take a little.
Introduce your new companion.
Yep.
All right. You go next door to the nice room with the fireplace and everything. And you
I'm sitting there drinking.
Yeah, yeah. Anything you ask, the innkeeper's just like, "Of course, sir. Right away, sir."
With the pinky up.
Yeah. So you hear a knock on your door and the innkeeper opens up and he's like, "Your friends are here, Ragnar, sir."
Oh, thank you. See them in.
Yeah. There you go.
What's good?
How you doing, my
good
G?
Day to you, Comrade Rigard.
Hey, man, you know.
Okay, this is what I do. Yo, Ragnar, remember when I fell into that ditch and you helped me out?
You're in your room. Oh. You didn't get up.
Yeah. No, I went with them. We're going to
okay,
the alchemist.
All right, you're in your bunny slippers and you're walking over.
Yeah, how are you doing?
He's in those onesies.
we picked up.
Hey, bro, they're called warrior moccasins, bro.
Okay, sorry.
Bro, we want to know what this potion is. It says black. It has a lotus on it, and it's black, and it's in a clear jar with a cork on it. We don't know what it does, man. Someone wants to drink it. We want to go to an alchemist. What do you think we should do?
Sounds mysterious.
It does. It is.
Let's go check out that alchemist.
You need to bed rest, so you gotta defer any kind of
you
like
let
something.
Me know.
Yeah. So you gotta go back.
You
to bed.
Gotta go to bed too.
So these two. Oh yeah, Longbottom. This is Ragnar. Ragnar. This is Bartholomew.
Yes, let's go. Bart. Yeah, yeah. So do you go by Bart?
Yes.
So or Bart and
or Longbottom.
Yeah.
Well met.
Barton, Liar are probably our best bet to go find out what this is.
I'll pour you guys some drinks. One for the road, guys.
Getting crunked before you go to the Alchemist. All right.
It's okay. Mandatory, bro. You got to wind down. Yeah.
You guys share a quick drink with Ragnar, and you make your way to the Alchemist. Let's go back to Sivich real quick. Sivich, you wander around the marketplace, reading the elven writings, looking for a blacksmith, and you do come across one.
Okay, good.
You need a sword, baby.
All right. Quick question.
Yes, sir.
I'm using a two-handed longsword, right?
Yes, sir.
Is there hammers, like two-handed long hammers in this game?
You can ask the elf if you want to make one up. Ask. That's a question of asking.
All right. So I go to the blacksmith. Mm-hmm. Greetings.
Oh, a stranger. Interesting. You're an uncommon folk, but you're welcome into my business.
As long as I bring you gold, right?
Anyways. Well, preferably we'd like things of more magical nature, but gold will suffice. Magical nature?
Okay.
But anyways, go on. How can I help you, sir?
I was thinking about if you were interested in making me something. I was thinking about a two-handed long hammer.
Sounds like a... You want me to make, was it a weapon normally associated with the weapons of the dwarves? It would be a very odd weapon for me to make. I'm not familiar with that, but I mean, if you give me a few weeks, I could come up with something. Weeks?
Okay. Alright. I'll come back to you in a few weeks once I come back. If you're really intrigued into magic, I could train in the magical items that will come at.
Well, that changes everything. If you've got a magic item to train, then I will double my research to make this war hammer of yours, if you so please.
Okay. What is your name, blacksmith?
It is Amber.
Amber? Okay.
Yes.
All right, Amber. I'll see you in a couple of weeks. I'll bring you in your magical items, and we'll see if we'll get our pleasure business doing it with each other.
You got business.
Okay, right. Then. I hope to see you again.
All right.
Is my lion with off. Me in my room?
Obviously, come on.
No pets in
the walk, cats chilling by the fire.
I walk off, and then I want to... Shit, I'll just go back to the inn. It's fine.
Okay.
You said you'd come back?
Nuke, Bart, you head over to the Alchemist. You know this place better, so you obviously like lead Nuke over to the Alchemist. And there it is. There's the shop. It's got a very fancy elven port, like elven writing, and like a nice, well-drawn picture of a potion there. You walk in, and you see an elven woman behind the counter, taking inventory of some of her ingredients behind her.
Hey, bitch. How you doing? This is Longbottom.
What's good? What's happening?
I didn't want to approach this. She's minding her own business, just working, so.
I ask her.
Okay.
We have a potion, and we're in need of figuring out what it is.
She turns around and is like, oh, hello, Bart.
He's your friend.
You seem familiar. Have I seen your face around here before?
Yes, probably. My family is the Liar family.
Liar. She stops to think for a second. Is it true that I heard that... Are you the older son who ran into some trouble? No, that wouldn't make sense. Why would you be here? That would be very gauche. Regardless, how can I help you?
Just as my friend here says, Bartholomew, that we have this potion that we'd like to get identified.
You have 10 gold on you. This requires a lot of study and concentration.
We can split the price.
Yes, my friend Naz Party, he has gold, but I can upfront right now if you need it.
I do. Otherwise, I cannot undertake this action.
Okay, we'll pay up front then.
All right. You hand over, you split 10 gold between you guys, and you hand it over. And then it's like, all right, now may I see your potion? Did you want me to identify? You hand it to her, and she looks, she's like, the symbol looks familiar, but the liquid inside looks like an ichor. Ooh, this, you brought me something of great interest here. This is, ooh. This is, I'm going to, I come back tomorrow and I will tell you what this is. This is a, this, if this, if I think this is it, what, if this is what I think it is, then I will pay you handsomely for it.
Oh.
By tomorrow, me and...
But I imagine that you could pay handsomely. I mean, 10 gold for an identification. It's 20 gold for me to stay at the best lodgings in town for an entire month.
Oh.
Well, but yes, I imagine that you must be skilled in your craft.
Obviously, and but like I said, I need to study this. I mean, if this is what you, if you, if what you brought me here is what I think it is, then you, what you have found is something quite rare in this realm, indeed. Yes, I'm going to have. Oh, this takes priority.
We also need to agree that we need to have a proposition, right?
Said proposition B.
I believe that if you let us know what this potion is, and we decide that it's more beneficial for us to keep it, mm-hmm. then you will absolutely let us know.
I do not keep anything that I have not properly paid for.
Absolutely.
So if I identify this spell and I identify this potion, and I think what I think it is, I will give it back to you to do as you please, but my offer stands. If this is what I think it is, and I'm correct, I will pay handsomely for this.
Quick question.
But otherwise, if you choose not to go that route, I will return it to you as is agreed upon.
Okay,
of course, question. We're elves, not humans. We are professionals.
Can Absolutely. We make potions in this game, too?
There's an alchemist. You can hire alchemists and stuff. You can work with an alchemist. Costs a lot of money.
Because I was thinking, if that potion is really a sophisticated and that person knows what it is, he could probably tell us how to make the potion in trade. So, like, basically the potion ingredients in trade for the potion. That way we have we can make unlimited supply of that certain potion if it's really powerful.
Well, I think the ingredients needed are important, but I think if the price is so valuable, we can probably get some extra potion ingredients too.
That's another thing.
Stuff for you guys to think about.
Well, I'm gonna say,
while they were
out of character, if a potion is rare, it's because there's ingredients that are rare and hard to get.
Skins to the tanner.
All right, you hand your skins to the tanner. What were the skins again?
Five goblin skins.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Go on. Damn. He got five goblin skins and what else?
Four rat skins.
Okay.
These are giant rats. Yes, not regular rats.
No, yeah,
these
they were giant rats. They were dog size.
Does your dwarf have a Bowie knife type deal?
I broke the top off of a spear.
Okay.
So I could have a knife.
You hand those skins over to the innkeeper. He's like, Ragnar.
And also give him four short swords.
Okay. It's like, oh, wow, this is quite a lot, but I will do my best, sir. And then
five
pieces
of leather armor as well.
He's, like, loaded up. He gets, like, extra help. He gets one of his, like, helpers in the inn. And he goes over. Sivich, you make your way back, and you see the innkeeper walking out with all his gear.
Okay, I tell him to wait, because I also have leather,
mm-hmm.
and I want to get rid of it, because it's useless to me, so.
Okay.
I put him the letter. Hey, trade this leather too for something. I don't know, something that either gold or silver, maybe copper or just whatever comes in handy.
Of course, sir. Pile it right on. Okay. I'll do whatever you say.
There you go.
I love this guy.
He goes off, and Nuke, Bartholomew, what do you guys do while for the rest of the day? Do you just kind of go back to your digs and hang out? Okay.
Go back. eat, drink, be merry.
Are they almost done with their...
we have to wait one more night.
One more night for you guys, each other? Is it one more night?
Did we level up?
Not yet. You guys haven't... You guys actually have like a number you're supposed to hit for leveling up. You guys are not there, way not there yet.
We're not doing milestone.
Is there any way I can enchant weapons?
Not yet. Okay. Level 9 you could.
All right.
Anyways.
Well, what about going to a person who can enchant weapons?
That would cost a lot, but you could definitely go to someone for that.
Oh my god.
So.
Oh my god.
So the next day occurs. Also at the end of the day, the innkeeper says, "I'm sorry to disappoint you, sir, but those ratskins did not fetch quite a lot. In fact, he gave me about a copper piece each for them. They were of no real value, but the tanner seemed very interested in those goblin skins, so he handed me about 2 silver pieces each for those. And, well, your leather armor fetched about
2 copper.
So yeah, he, like, those rat skins, is like, yeah,
unfortunately, I should have been more clear. I wanted to keep the rat skins as fur.
Okay.
That's fine.
You can still keep it, right?
Yeah,
no, because he already sold it. He's already sold it.
I'm just saying between us.
Yeah.
How much?
Don't let them know.
How many leather armors did you hand over?
Oh, shit. I handed over 5.
5?
Yeah.
And he gave you for that. And he gave you about like 37 gold pieces. Just like it. They were pretty used up. This is the best I could get from our local blacksmith, and those short swords, of course, were. You said there were 3 of them, right?
The short swords were what?
How many? How many short swords? 4. 4. Right. He hands you 20. He's like, and for the short swords, I got these. He gave me 20. Again, these seem like they've seen quite a bit of use. So.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. I'm sorry about the ratskins, but again, I was a little disturbed by how enthusiastic he was about those,
yeah, you guys,
those goblin skins, Tanner. I'm not sure.
How much did he give me for the goblin skins again?
Gave you 2 silver each for those.
So 2.
And how many were there?
6. 5. 6 goblins, right?
5.
5.
5.
So
100?
2 times 5?
2 times
10?
I love your math.
Yeah.
It's 10. Yeah, it's 10. So roughly, you got like
I rounded
that,
up.
That equals up
by 90.
You got 10. You got 10 silver pieces, from that.
Nice.
And it is the next. So you guys go to bed, and it's the next day.
Yeah.
You guys are all healed up properly now.
Oh, you're fuck yeah.
Okay. And before we set out, I'm going to memorize.
You guys gotta go back to the alchemist?
Well, before you do, I would say these dudes should probably, like, anybody who has magic should probably memorize their spell.
Yeah.
You gotta pray for spells.
All right, during the night.
Here, I'm gonna pass you the book
to pick a spell?
To pick a spell from level 1, right here.
I just keep going.
Yeah. Oh, wait. You're level 1. You don't have magic yet. Never mind. Sorry.
You got him excited.
I thought. It's all right, because he's also the same way. It's fine.
Switch,
don't worry.
Man,
you level up a little
switch.
Faster. So, sorry. These dudes, you got to memorize your spells. You got to bone up on your knowledge.
During the night, I memorize my spells in preparation for the morning to get the information of the potion.
Okay, so you go ahead of him? Or do you like meet up at the alchemist shop with him?
I'll go ahead of him.
Okay, you show up at the alchemist shop first.
Okay.
And he says, "Oh, where's your friend? Oh, hello, Bart. Where's your friend?"
We're doing a business transactions, and we are co-involved in this deal. So.
Okay.
We work as a team. So.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm on behalf of him.
What spell are you just out of character right now? What spell are you slotting in?
Which one are you picking to memorize for this day?
Read magic.
Okay. Yeah. You gonna pick read magic? All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I will take detect. I'll keep detect magic slotted in.
Okay. The alchemist says, "All right. Well, if you want, well, I did look up that potion, and Bartholomew, I don't know where your friends got this, but this is exactly what I thought it was. This is indeed a potion of Black Lotus. This is very rare. Do you know what this does? Did they teach you this when you went to our magic academy?
They did, but I was in an accident and I lost some memories.
That is a shame. No wonder you went out to adventure and learn other skills. It's fine. Bartholomew, if you drink this, it puts you in a euphoric state of lifelike death. You will look and feel like you have died, but you will actually be in a state of euphoria. And it happens for anywhere between 1 to 6 minutes.
So like an ascended plane.
It's
a drug.
Yeah, kind of.
Could be.
Dude, that's some good shit, bro.
What portion, though? How many, a drop, a cup? Shots. How long can we milk this potion?
Yeah.
Shots.
I don't know. He has to ask the question.
Yeah, ask him.
Alright.
Are we all there? Is it just
No, it's just Longbot.
He went ahead of Nuke here.
Is the value of this potion purely recreational, or is there some battlefield bonus to it as well?
Recreational. You could be very creative with this part, but look here, Bartholomew. I always say that the value of potions is in their use, but as agreed, I am willing to give you 1,000 gold for this.
God damn.
This is a very, very precious item and is not to be used lightly. I also will not push you selling it to me. I understand if you want to keep it. Nuke, you walk in.
Yep.
You walk in while
don't sell my shit. I just told you to go see what it was. You piece of fuck.
Don't worry.
You walk in during this portion of the potion talk, where you overhear her tell him about the value of this thing.
Oh. I see. Well, I'm in favor of selling this potion. However, this is a group decision. It pains me to say.
Indeed, this is a democracy.
Fair enough. Scion of the Liar family.
It was actually not ours, and I have a reputation to uphold.
You're an honorable person. You clearly come from a good family. You're nowhere. I knew you weren't. You weren't their destructive layabout son.
He is.
You charming fuck.
You're not that nuclear dumbass. You know, the one who set the fucking.
You're not Nuke.
Yeah.
I'm his older brother.
You're the good son, Duke.
Duke, not Duke.
So.
All right. So now you have this info on your hands. You go. So do you just ask for the potion back and go back, or?
Yeah, I ask the potion and all we right. go back.
She hands you it. She hands you the bottle, and you go on your way back to the inn to where Moonfeather is at. And. Okay. He looks at you, he's like, "Ah, you're back again. Well, how can I help you today, friends?"
I'm here to see my friends.
All right. Well, they're upstairs, and you guys are getting ready. Or, Sivich, what are you guys doing? You guys are all healed up. You're like healthy and normal.
So we're ready to get out of bed.
You guys go next door and like talk to Sivich. Like, Sivich, I'm good again. Look. I'm healed up.
Is Sivich there?
Do you go to his room and like ask him, like, how do you guys want to like get together about this?
Great. I go knock on Sivich's door.
All right, you knock on it.
Who is it?
Big dog. It's John. It's me. It's Darby. Your homeboy. Open the door.
You can come in.
What up, big dog? How you doing? How'd the hammer hunting go?
I got that. I'm curious what this elf is going to do, if he's going to make me a huge hammer for me or not.
When are you going to get it?
He said in a couple weeks, so we'll see, depending on what magic items we see in this dungeon.
What do you call it? Ragnar's down the hallway, bro. Want to go check on him?
Yeah, let's go. Cause we gotta do this dungeon now.
We gotta link up.
I'm dressed up, ready to go.
As you guys
and your lion,
I've already prayed. Yeah, me and the lion, we're good to go.
As you guys leave the door, pretty much the whole group just like kind of convenes together. Like you see Nuke and Bartholomew like reach the top of the stairs as does Darby and Sivich leave Sivich's room, and then of course Ragnar gets out of his room with his lion in tow. So you're all in the hallway together now.
Okay. The gang's all
so
here.
Here's
gang's all here. All right, so
now here's the story.
Okay.
This potion. It's just it imitates death and the user experiences euphoria. However, the alchemist is willing to spend $1,000 to buy it from us. Or, excuse me, 1,000 gold.
You say dollars.
Oh, man, I said $1,000.
What the fuck?
What is this?
Let me recon.
Okay.
Let me recon.
Dollar bills. Yeah.
The alchemist has offered us 500 money? Gold.
Did you say doll hairs?
Yeah.
Paper money? What? This has no value. This is nothing. This is paper.
Yeah.
Throws it on the floor.
So.
I follow like kind of like we get like 500 gold, right?
Damn.
No, I tell him it's 1,000 gold.
All right.
All right.
Ms. Darby, how do you feel about that? This weird, creepy potion that you guys found in the dungeon. He says it's 1G of gold.
I'm at the crossroads, dude. I don't know.
I mean, look.
What do y'all think?
If this potion makes us go through Ascendant Plane, we don't know how dangerous this potion is going to be. Especially for our magic users. Because if it's dangerous, it's probably going to end up killing them or something.
1,000 gold's a lot.
That's what I'm saying.
But should we sell it now? Like,
you want
to? Will we need it down the road?
So perhaps.
Should we sell portions to probably double it? I don't know.
Perhaps it could kill one of us, but if we could perhaps meet a outer god, you know.
Can I sell that shit like
fentanyl? No.
Can I sell that shit like fentanyl? Like a drop is like, you know, $20.
No, but he was saying we could probably meet a god if we take a droplet out of it.
Should all five of y'all? Do y'all want to go into?
Do you guys want to take one droplet? Guys want to go to the Ascendant Plane for 6 minutes and take a drop of this shit, and then go and then see what happens
for 6 minutes?
Yeah,
it's 1 to 6 minutes.
It's 1 to 6 minutes. We'll see what there is
for just one drop.
Or how much is it? We didn't even clarify to the alchemist.
We never got the portion.
You guys want to go back
generally,
to the alchemist?
Generally, when you take a potion, you drink the whole potion to get the full effect.
The next morning, when we go to the alchemist, he will tell us everything.
It'd be like 1 minute each.
Yeah.
What will we return with?
You could try just having a sip to see what it does.
Look, guys, we could sell this thing, 200 gold each, maybe. or hold on to it. We're going into this dungeon. We don't know. There could be a place of worship there. We might have to speak to that god.
Oh shit!
That's true. See?
Oh shit! That's why I don't want to. That's why I'm at the crossroads.
I want to know where they came up with this like whole like god thing.
See if I could get Ceviche.
I wasn't told
in
that. They're just. I guess just making your own assumptions up.
Well, you guys are also elves, and you don't really have a. You don't have. I mean. As far as you know, you don't have a temple in this town because elves are inherently magical and don't have to rely on divine magic for spell casting. So,
see, because I'm saying, who knows? I mean, we found it in the bottom of that, but then there was a skeleton.
The creatures of the dark have many gods.
Were they protecting it though? Were they protecting the person?
It didn't look like it.
It was found in a
skeletonized body. Yeah. So
someone carrying it died. What if they were on a drug-induced illusion, and they fell into it.
I'm willing to take the risk.
You want
to
get high in a dungeon?
No, like right, like in this fucking inn right now.
You guys want to get high?
Just to see what happens.
In this fucking inn?
I believe if we're gonna get high, we gotta return to the inn.
We are in the inn.
We're in the hallway right now. Yeah.
Yeah,
and he's got it rented for a month.
All right, we must go in one of the rooms.
I have
and
the best
we need
room.
To decide enough people that can try this potion.
Okay.
Like a test dummy?
No.
No.
Like one of us.
No.
Who has the most resistant when it comes to potions and magic?
Ragnar? He's the one Ragnar. Who could, if it's poison, he's the man. And also if it's magic, he's also the man. Because
Ragnar could do take the sip for us and see what happens.
He saves way higher than you guys at like magic and poison.
I believe he should try a majority of the potion, but I also want to try.
So we do.
How about two couple shot glasses? So everybody get a shot. See what happens.
Savage.
Okay, you call over the innkeeper, and he brings a couple of small teacups each. For you.
I want
these
to
are ceremonial teacups.
Okay.
I want to toss them this tin silver.
Okay, he's like, oh, you're so kind today, sir. Thank you so much. I very much appreciate it. And you, my two great friends, looking wonderful as ever. And he leaves. He leaves you.
Love that guy.
That's my dude.
They have no idea what's going on. Except for Sivich. He seems suspicious. He called it. He's like, I know what you did. When he sees that, he like narrows his eyes and it's just like the fuck. Okay, so
we're in the penthouse of this fucking inn.
Yeah, you're in Ragnar's room.
We make sure that he gets a heavy portion and the rest of us are evenly distributed.
You all have like a tiny bit, and like it uses up roughly half of like a quarter.
How big's the potion?
Like around this size, but it's like up to here. You guys managed to like distribute enough. So it's enough for one taste each if you want.
I'm abstaining.
We should keep.
You're not gonna get high?
Fuck no.
Okay, do you want to be the moderator? You want to watch us like make sure we're okay?
Yeah, I'll get a notebook and start writing down the
notes. Oh, yeah, the effects.
We need a translator for the spirit world. Oh, yeah.
No, I just want to see what stupid shit's going to happen to you guys.
I'm a butterfly, man.
Okay.
It's just like, you know, when you go to a party and like everyone gets all fucked up and does stupid
shit.
You're
the sober one in the
corner?
There's
the sober one who has all the juicy stories.
We need your clairvoyance, then.
What if on this plane we need you to detect magic?
He's already a magic user.
He's not going to no plane. You're just getting high. Yeah. Come on, guys.
We don't know what's going to happen. Yeah, that's why I'm like. Yeah.
We need to be tethered, so he's going to be our tether to the real world, and he's going to be the translator in the spirit world.
All right.
Or we can.
What the fuck? You guys just have to do it.
Does that sound good? Yes or no?
You guys just have to do it.
We're gonna have to do it.
Please,
okay. I was gonna say we should keep half of the potion and give it to the alchemist, so we could at least have like 500 gold, because he was willing to say for 1,000, right, for a full potion.
But if we give it. Here's the thing, though. Think about how much power we could gain from meeting an outer god.
Basically, he's saying, what if I start tripping and I like that trip?
And then you want more of that trip?
Yeah.
Like, we have to know from the beginning, this is a one and done, dude. Where we go.
All right, fuck it. Just take the first sip. All right. Take that shit already.
Around the table, which of you guys are committing to the taste?
Where are you?
Yeah.
He's more resistant.
Sivich?
I'm still thinking about it because who knows? Okay,
how brash are you? How brash are you? How like willing to like just like whatever? Okay.
Look, I got 61 gold and 3 platinum. What's
your intelligence, real quick?
My intelligence is a level 8.
No, I mean just like the number.
Is 8?
Yeah, you're kind of dumb.
Wait. I have an idea. How about he takes the potion, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he takes a little bit first, and we see how it affects him first, and then we take it.
He's the most resistant one out of everyone else.
So.
Yes, sir.
If he takes a little bit and it doesn't work, we can see how much we need to give him.
Okay.
And then we have what he took.
Yeah. All right. So is that the plan?
How much is your constitution?
Oh, it goes far beyond that, actually. He pretty much saves 4 levels above his level.
Okay, but I'm just curious. What's your
12?
Oh, it doesn't matter. I know exactly what number he's got to hit. So trust me, I know. Right. I know exactly. We doing this then?
You're doing this, Ragnar?
D20. Ragnar, roll me a D20.
5.
God
damn. You failed your save, and you. And you took how much did you take? Like a shot or
shot,
just
like a shot?
Okay, Ragnar, you like just fall to the ground. Everything turns black, and all of a sudden you just see like stars.
Like, for 4 seconds, you feel like you just saw stars and, like, Milky Way galaxies. It's just like you, and you almost make out like this humanoid figure made out of stardust.
So,
and you wake, and in that, and it feels like you're there for 40 years. You feels like you flew through space for 40 years. And then for these dudes, you just saw him fall down and immediately go, and now you're awake.
What did you experience, Ragnar?
This crazy 40-year journey.
But this dude, when he dropped, when he fell down, he looked like he dropped dead.
If the rumors are true, I believe he got a glimpse of pure knowledge from his outer
40 God. Years of wisdom.
Oh.
What do you think, hippie? I mean, wizard?
He's not a druid.
Nuclear?
I think you're a little bit crazy.
He's a all right, fuck it. I'm taking one too, just in case. We should just all take it. I'm going up with you. It looks like Ragnar is going to need more than a shot, though. He's gonna need more than a shot, though.
I must say that despite the effects, if the knowledge is not immediate, it will grow.
You don't know that. You have to try it. I mean, you haven't tried it, but he just said like he saw.
1, 2, 3. Let's all
do it.
Journey. We take a third of the rest.
I'm like, did I ever make it close to this guy?
You almost did.
Oh, let's do this. I want to take a big.
Can
shot,
I just fucking right? chug yeah. it?
It's your potion. If you just want to take it from these dudes and go like, nah, glug 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 glug.
Real quick. We're just missing a sip out of that, bro. We can probably still get 1,000 gold for that.
That's what I'm saying. We could still get like even a like a half a mountain of potion. We could probably just give him half land. He will give us a 500.
What do we need
gold.
The money for?
We don't.
We're just
yeah, you do and you don't. I mean,
we're
I mean,
still going to this
trust
fucking dungeon.
Me, we're gonna
okay,
need
look,
that
look
money.
I got three
still
going to this
how much
dungeon?
Is three platinum
hold on.
Worth?
Hold on.
Oh.
That's 1,000 gold, right?
Platinum is like yeah, I think it's like 10 gold. Hold on, let me double check here, but. You do need gold, not just to pay for stuff, but also gold. 1 gold does equal 1 XP. So you, like, it's gold per XP for treasure. So if you sell that potion, that's that you guys get to split that XP that you get from that that potion. So
let's just take a sip. Let's see what happens.
Wait, hold on.
We'll see who gets the most.
So how what percentage did he take from the
bottle? He shot like a small bit, like maybe 10% of
but
it.
But remember, okay. He's resistant to that type of stuff. So I know,
and he went 40 years.
Yeah, so probably a shot for us would probably be more than.
You know what I think we should do?
Did I level up within these 40 years?
No, you. You felt like you did. It felt like you lived an entire life. It felt like you became a high priest. You felt like you lived an entire. Dwarven lifetime, which is a long time, but you came back and you realized you were still old Ragnar at level 1.
And perhaps he had a glimpse of powers he would have had in the future.
All right, we should let him get a double shot. We'll all take a shot.
He takes 20%.
He gets 2. Yeah.
And we all
want to hit this one more time.
We all get 10%.
Everybody, if you're gonna do it, everybody roll. Everybody roll a d20 for me.
D20.
And tell me what you get.
Yeah, that one.
This one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the 27th yep. day.
Yeah.
All right.
14.
Oh, yeah, you're not.
14?
Yeah, Nuke is just watching this shit.
I got a 6.
Ragnar? All
right. I got a 15.
So
15?
Do I don't want to hit a high number, right? I want
You kind of want to fail. Now that you know that what it does, you kind of want to fail. Your,
I know. Yeah.
Damn.
14 plus.
I hit 15.
Okay, I'm on the table. 15, 14.
6.
6.
18.
18.
Damn.
Okay.
Good luck, brother.
You taste it. It tastes gross. It tastes like you drank a bunch. Like tastes like you drank like ink mixed with pine cone juice, and it's just like you didn't feel nothing.
Okay.
But you did kind of, you felt nothing, but it tastes really gross on your tongue. For a minute there, it kind of felt like you kind of felt your numb go like numb a little bit. You felt like you almost had like a maybe a stroke.
Oh, okay.
Ragnar, you feel the same way. That time you did not touch whatever that was, but you feel the same way. Like you kind of almost like, okay, weird. You almost smelled like burnt toast for a second. You go under, and everything goes black again, everything goes black for you, and you see the stardust, and you see these galaxies, and you feel like you're seeing something you've never seen before. The books at your magic academy did not teach you about this. But you do see, you don't see a figure. Instead, you see a kind of amorphous, like, blob. Something that is kind of shapeless. And then you come back after 4 seconds. He drops down the same way for the same amount of time. And you see, after 4 seconds, you come back. You feel, in that time that you lived, you feel like you felt older. But then you come back and you feel young again. What was yours again, Lazarby? 18? Same thing. You felt like it made your arm go a little numb. Maybe you thought you maybe were gonna have a stroke. This is like, all of you, like you two who saved, just like this Black Lotus ain't shit. And you tasted what you taste, and you're like, damn, should have been me. But you felt like you died and ascended. And then you came back for 4 seconds. And he looked like he stopped breathing for 4 seconds, by the way. He genuinely looked like he dropped dead. That's what you're seeing around the room, Nuke.
So how long did he live in there?
It's probably the same amount as you did. What, for an elf, probably. So whatever. He felt like he lived 4 lifetimes. Let's go. Yeah.
Okay, well, I didn't taste like shit. It tastes like shit, so it didn't work out for me, so...
I'm up for selling it. I sip a little wine. Wash that taste out.
We'll sell the rest of it. Okay.
In good nature, I share my...
Wait, before we do it, can I at least have a couple drops of this so I could trade in with my merchant real quick? So I could have that hammer?
You need a magic item.
Because I want the hammer. And he's looking for valuable trade. So if I at least give him a couple drops... I told him I was going to trade him with magic.
How about this? Oh.
Okay. Oh. Or you could.
So he's making.
And that
he's
is doing, magic.
He's doubling the research.
Well, I mean, it could be magic. I mean, it's a valuable item, but I mean.
Yeah, it's a valuable item.
Well, how about this? Think about this. If you have an alchemist and you sell the rest of the potion to the alchemist, think about how much gold you could still get and buy another magical item.
Down the road?
Yeah.
Down the road?
I mean, we're in an elven town.
This guy is already looking. He's willing to do double the research with, like, if I bring him some magic.
For Sivich?
You want to do a shot? You want to give him a shot?
A shot for okay. The payment of his hammer and the rest. We go to the alchemist.
Okay.
Right, thank you,
and
guys.
We listen to Nuclear. Right.
Okay.
So I got to
get rid of it.
What is it called?
Black Lotus?
It's Black Lotus.
Okay.
Black Lotus.
So a shot of Black Lotus.
Hey, when you go to that blacksmith, see if he has... A moon touch sword.
A moon touch sword? Okay, I'll let
you
right. know.
You guys, Ragnar, do you guys go with the elves with the alchemist, or are you hanging out at the inn?
I'm gonna go buy me a bow.
Okay,
you go with Sivich
okay,
then.
Okay, before we do anything, we're gonna meet up at the end of the town near the tower so we could start going doing our adventure.
All right. Okay. So you all
we're
disperse.
We're all gonna go disperse real quick, and then we'll meet up at the end of the town where the tower is at. So that's it.
Okay. Azarbi, which group are you going with? The elves or your non-elven friends?
I'm going with whoever is going to the elves.
We'll go with...
Okay, the elves then.
The elves.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Elf, team elf, you guys go towards the alchemist. You go to her and she says, change your mind, did you? I was hoping you would. So, do we have a deal? 1,000 for the whole potion?
Can I just pull it out and
about
be like,
that.
Less than I would like, but still it's rare. 500, would that be good?
6.
She stops for a second. Roll me. Hold on a sec. Fine. Okay. Only because it's so rare. Are you human? Oh, wait. No, your ears. Oh, you're a half human. You're a half elf. Interesting. Yes, here you go. And then she like tosses you like a gold coin full of like a big thing. Just like boom. And she's like, here. Oh, this is. I've only heard the stories, and I've seen it only one other time in my entire life.
Should you tell them about your experience?
I have one question.
Yes. Yeah. What is it, Bart?
So, my dwarven friend here.
I'm not with you.
Yeah, he's not. Okay. He's with Sivich.
Okay. I have a dwarven friend who experienced what only can be explained as an outer god almost reaching out to him. And I would like to know more, if you know anything about
probably
this.
Probably a hallucinogen, young Bart. I mean, look, everybody experiences the weird euphoria in a certain way, but I mean, it's this thing is kind of meant to replicate death for the drinker. I mean, it's in ancient times, it was used for cultists to go under and try to contact their gods. But I mean, Bart, you, Mr. Liar, you should know that by now that, you know, we're as elves, we don't believe in such frivolous things. No offense. And, you know, I mean, contacting the idea of using a powerful botanical drug to contact another plane seems kind of silly, but you don't tell me you took it, Bartholomew.
Here's what I believe.
Okay.
I believe that elven ideas and prejudice have blinded them for years. And I believe that my experience...
You drank it.
Yes.
You drank it. Okay, see, this is the problem, Bartholomew. What you experienced was a really, really, really good thing that for people who have not lived as long as we have and have to make up for all the for how short their little lives are, have to believe in such things, and they're not gifted with magic like that. I mean, look at how long a human has to study like magic. In us, that's like an afternoon, practically. I mean, time works differently for us. No offense, young man.
My half self.
Also, you're part cleric, so her talking shit about gods and beliefs and stuff is like, doesn't that offend you?
I'm a thief, half thief, so the hood wink in me is like.
Okay. Perhaps slide something on the way I have out. One thing to say. Perhaps our over-reliance on magic has made us blinded to the ways of new possible powers for years.
Perhaps, but once upon a time, there were some foolhardy elves who tried to contact beings from other planes. And do you know what happened with that, Bart? Did they teach you that in the magic school? Because I sure hope they do. They contacted devils, and they contacted demons, things from the lower planes, and we do not want that, because they cannot be trusted, and they're awful. And frankly, we have our beliefs, and we believe in the forces of the arcane knowledge and nature, but frankly, we don't need these other ideas of gods. I mean, have you been going to the temple to talk to that priest in our town?
It's been a while since I've seen him.
He looks to you, Nuclear, because hoping that, you know, there'd be some comments. It's like, we have a priest in our town. I don't know if you've come across the temple, but it seems we have a very wayward member of our community who seems to believe in these ideas of divine powers and magic, and we all know better, right?
I just look at her and I'm like, with air quotes, oh, how progressive.
So I get the 600 gold.
Yes.
120, 120, 120. I'll see you down the road. All right.
Okay. Back to Civic, and you guys
add your money.
You guys go. Gold. You guys go in. You guys get your. You guys get. You guys go in to the meeting spot.
Yeah.
Civic.
Well, before we leave, I'm changing detect magic to sleep.
Okay. You didn't use it up, so that's your. All right. So. Civic, Ragnar, you enter the blacksmith shop and you see Amber working on his like polishing some sword. Just like, you don't tell me you brought a you found yourself a magic item so quick. I mean, I know you humans are cunning and very clever, but this is ridiculous.
I pull out my pouch and I show him a shot of black locust.
So you. Is it magical ink?
No. It's something far, far from my understanding, but all I know, it's probably some use of magical things. I don't know. Maybe if you go and went and talk to the alchemist, he'll probably let you know about some sort of rarity.
I don't know what that... I mean, it doesn't seem magical. I mean, I mean, if you could find like an actual magical item, maybe even a magic weapon, I will gladly do your thing. But this little
bro, it's fire. You know, I'll take that.
Ragnar's with you. Right? I will abstain. Can I help you in any other way? I'm sorry, friend.
That's fine. I'll keep the black locust, but just to remind you mm-hmm. to talk to your alchemist about it.
Yeah, I'll talk to Lilac and hear her out for her little herbalism classes. Sure. Go on. But you seem like you want something.
Oh yeah. I need a nice good sturdy short bow.
Short bow, huh?
What about the moon?
Because I'm short.
Moon. Oh, yeah, the moon. The moon.
That's right. A long bow would be too big for you.
Yeah, a long bow would be too big for me.
Yeah, yeah.
You could get a nice little recurve. I wanted to see
if you had a moon-touch sword.
A moon-touch sword. He looks at you for a second to see if he wants to call you young man. He's like, he almost says young man. It's on the tip of his tongue. He's like, sir, that is a high-value magic item that is of legend. I would not hand that out to anybody if I had it.
No, not the moon. The moon sword. The moon touch sword. It's a lesser, more common value one. It's more like a
glowstick. I'm not going to hand out magic items at such. These are things that are for experience adventures. But you said you wanted a short bow. I can give you that. He wants a moon touch sword. I can't. What a grand and intoxicating innocence.
For my friend here, who can't see in the dark.
I have one question. Perhaps.
You're not there.
Oh.
he's talking to us while we're walking.
Yeah, he's
talking to us while we walk to the blacksmith.
He says, yeah, I'll give you the short bow for 25 gold. How's that sound?
I'll take it.
All right. Do you want arrows for that?
Yeah, I need arrows, of course.
Okay.
Where were we supposed to meet up again? At the end of the town?
Near the tower.
How does, let's see. If you give me 5 gold, I'll give you 20.
I'll take that. And then.
And another 5 for the quiver? Or are you just going to carry these in? Are you going to?
Of course. I was also going to ask for like a nice little strap to put it on my side waist.
Okay. He's like, here, it comes with the quiver. So,
sweet.
So it's 35 gold total.
So minus 35.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Do you have any heavy swords?
It looks at your sword and it's like, is that one not heavy enough?
No, it's not. I need a bigger one. Why do you think I asked for a hammer one?
He looks behind him. So he looks behind him at his like sword, his little like sword rack, and he's like, Son, I'm not going to be able to find a bigger sword than you have. I mean, I can give you a regular, I can give you a normal elven-made sword, but, I mean, your two-handed sword is...
It'll be a downgrade, dude.
I think if you're looking to do big damage, I think your long sword here, nothing short of a pole arm will suffice.
All right, that's fine. We'll be back in a couple of weeks. Just make sure you do your research for a huge hammer, because I'm willing to.
Okay, I'm gonna have to go through the go to the library, as you said. I mean, we're talking something that is more common in dwarven make.
Yeah.
He should know, and he points to Ragnar.
Ragnar, do you know anyone who knows how to make two-handed long hammers?
Do I know how to make this?
You're a cleric. You probably spent more time learning about Maliki and stuff. I mean, you know as a dwarf about like underground and stonework stuff, but probably about like making weapons and stuff, probably not.
Yeah.
But you know like unless you went back to your hometown and introduced them to some dwarven chums, but otherwise you don't know any how to do it offhand. So you know people.
I want to ask if there's any of my dwarven brethren within this town.
They're also a blacksmith.
This is a purely elven town, my friend. I'm sorry, but
Where's the nearest elven?
How do I say this without hurting your feelings? Just frankly, we haven't had any luck having any dwarven members. Well, I mean, I'm trying my best to be very nice, but just frankly, sometimes dwarves and elves don't get along.
All right. Okay, then I'm just gonna Walk. I'll meet you, Ragnarok. I'll meet you at the end of the town. I'm just gonna head over. Oh, by the way, actually,
yeah, me and the lion dip out to go hunt for little squirrels or whatever. Just kill time. I'll wait for you guys.
Okay. Well, I mean, you guys pretty much just like meet like at the edge of town. You guys are already there.
You guys got your 120. You got your 120.
Oh yeah. Shit. Okay. Yeah.
I split the gold.
Oh. So
add it to your.
Yeah. Pocket so money. you guys go to the edge of town and you travel to the abandoned tower again. Okay. And there it is.
Back to where the bees were?
Isn't that what you guys wanted to do?
Yeah.
So you guys stand in front of the abandoned tower. It's around midday now. And there it looms in the same condition it was before, fallen in and collapsed on itself. Morning. The whole, it's afternoon. Okay. So it's midday, noon.
Okay.
So.
All right. You guys are ready to head downstairs?
Let's go at it one more time.
Yep.
All right, let's do this.
Damn, we didn't buy no health potions.
Yep. I mean, I'm assuming nobody answered my call for hirelings.
Oh. No, like, there hasn't been any answers yet, so.
Okay. The bulletin?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the bulletin.
You know, just keep. Maybe,
did
like,
you guys
maybe.
Pick
like,
mini
you,
potions at the thing?
What mini potions?
Health potions at the.
At the alchemist?
Do you guys want to go back and grab some? Did you guys grab some?
How about I show up late in preparation for grabbing potions?
Okay, so you go back to the alchemist.
Yeah.
How much does that cost?
The alchemist looks like, Bartholomew, you should know by now that you can't hand out health potions, especially for someone who's going to take these endeavors. You adventurers, if you start handing out magical items that take a lot of time, then this is ridiculous. But if you're so desperate, I would give me 10 gold for one only, Bart. I'm warned. This is not to be taken lightly.
This sounds a shiesty, bro.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
So for sure, he'll be good.
That's fine. I can hit some.
I understand that you would like to preserve these elven potions for the sake of. You know, being conservative. However, you have a chance to earn back a bit of your money. 50 gold for 3 potions.
Okay. Here you go. And she gives you like some fair sized bottles for it. So.
All right.
Okay.
But that's it, Bart. I'm warning you. If you're going out there with these adventurers, you just be safe. I have to see your parents like during the week, and I don't. And can you imagine the embarrassment if I have to say that? Oh yeah, did you know your son is out there adventuring instead of studying? Ugh. Get out of here. You meet them at the outside of the tower. You like run right after them. He's like, you know, you're huffing and puffing.
Damn, I still kept the 3 spears.
Anyways, so there you guys are in front. You guys are right near the stairwell where you guys last encountered all those gobbles.
All right, we'll end it here, and we'll do part 3. I mean, you guys are going to listen to part 3 next Friday, but, you know, we're at the abandoned tower, and then we're about to do our next session, and we'll catch you guys all later.
Bows into the bone. There's darkness in your soul, you're cold.